Hey eco-heroes, if you've ever downplayed the efforts you're making to live greener because there's things you know you're doing that aren't so eco-friendly, then today's episode is for you. Welcome to the EcoChat podcast. I'm your host, Laura Trotter, and I'm here to show you how you can create an eco-ceptional life you love without compromising your lifestyle. Tune in for inspiring interviews with real-life eco-heroes, plus my own theories, thoughts, and tips for sustainable living. I'm all about making green mainstream, and I'd love to help you on your eco journey. So let's get started. So last week I met an amazing business mum in a group mastermind I've joined. We started chatting about our businesses and just life in general, and before too long she said, "Oh, I'm not eco at all." She went on to list all the things she hadn't done, like mentioning the fact she'd never gotten around to using cloth nappies on her kids. Now the funny thing though was the conversation swung to just general living, and she started talking about her chickens and pretty simple lifestyle on a rural block out of town. And it dawned on me, you're more eco than you think, lady. I mean, food waste alone makes up around 40% of the waste from Australian households. And when you keep chickens, you eliminate that pretty much altogether. I told her just that and she had a giggle and went on to say how the all or nothing approach of many in the eco space really turns her off. Like so many people I chat to, she said she knows we all need to change the way we live, but she doesn't want it rammed down her throat. Actually, she put it much more bluntly than that, but in short, what she kind of said was that she wants to live more sustainably, on her own terms, and in her own space and time, without judgment. But our chat got me thinking a bit more. You see, we often downplay the efforts we're making and feel guilty about the stuff we're not doing, like not using cloth nappies. But we forget to focus on the awesome stuff that we are doing, like keeping chickens. Now, it's human nature to dwell on our misgivings rather than our wins, but I really want you to focus on the great things you are doing. Give yourself some positive reinforcement every now and then, rather than beating yourself up and going on a guilt trip. You'll then be more inclined and be in a much better headspace to take the next step in your eco journey. Just like yo-yo dieting doesn't work, eco perfection isn't sustainable either. I'd much rather you be 80% eco-friendly all of the time than bouncing between 100% eco for small chunks of the time and 20% or less when you throw the towel in because it's just too hard to maintain. So, over to you. I'd love you to take a moment to focus on the aspects of eco-living that you're doing really well. What have you got nailed into your routine so well that it's a habit? And conversely, what areas are you hoping to improve in coming months? Why don't you take a photo of what you're doing well and tag me in Instagram at lauratrotter.com. I'd love to see. And if you're looking for some more tips to eco-fy your life, head on over to my website, lauratrotter.com, and you'll grab your free e-guide, 11 Steps to Ecofy Your Home and Life. And if you've loved this episode, please leave a review in iTunes. You'll help spread the word about my new EcoChat podcast, and together we can help make green mainstream. Thanks for listening to the EcoChat podcast. I'm Laura Trotter. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love you to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review in iTunes. And if you're keen to continue the conversation, head on over to my website, lauratrotter.com, where you can also pick up your free copy of my e-guide, 11 Steps to Ecofy Your Home and Your Life. Catch you there.